Hello and welcome back to Perfectly Paranormal, episode 64. My name's Anna Schmidt, and I'm here every week to share with you true paranormal encounters and information about devils, demons, and dark energy beings that no one else talks about. They literally don't. And today we're talking horror versus paranormal. Are they the same? And if so, why? Now, society has tipped the scale, frightening all of us out of our wits. And I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on this very subjective topic. What I have often observed and seen within people's rational and sometimes not so rational reactions when I share a realistic explanation of the paranormal world around us. Now, I'm not judging anyone today, but more so expressing my personal opinions and observations of the similarities and the differences, really, between horror and the paranormal genre that we see through our books, through our movies, even through our podcasts. Now, today we're going to be unpacking, like I just said, the similarities and the differences between horror and paranormal genres and why people get so confused, frustrated, frightened, annoyed. I'm in the last category. There are institutions amongst us who like to promote the unknown or the supernatural or the darkness as bad, evil, hateful, and horrific. Now, I think of this as a control mechanism, and I'm not going to get on my soapbox about that. You all know where I'm going with that. But when you have a better understanding of the darkness and its energy beings, why they're here, what they get up to, they aren't half as scary as what you think. They're actually quite fascinating. I think they are. Or am I just a bit of a woo-woo weirdo? I don't think so. I've got quite a few followers out there now who find my perspective sometimes challenging, but sometimes really interesting and sometimes very, very relevant. So let's get into it. As often I've seen paranormal beings being portrayed as horror in movies, which really, really gets on my nerves. Like, it really gets on my goat, as we Australians say. I don't know why we say that. We just do. It's like, this is one of the main points that we're going to be referencing today, is that the paranormal is often portrayed as people moving across ceilings, spewing up nails, or projectile vomiting in the worst case scenarios. And sometimes they may even speak in tongues. But what does that even mean? I can't tell you because I don't actually know. I didn't have a solid definition for you, so I looked it up in some online dictionaries. Now, here are the definitions. Dictionary.com says that speaking in tongues refers to speaking in an unknown language during religious worship, regarded as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which comes from Acts 2 in the Bible. Now, every other reference that I looked up on the Google all connected speaking in tongues with God. You hearing me? With God. So how is it that people connect speaking in tongues with the devil? And quite often, that's how it's portrayed in movies. And because I was on a dictionary roll, I thought I would also find some very defined definitions of both horror and paranormal. And I looked up on dictionary.com to see what the comparisons were and the differences. Now, horror is defined as an intense feeling of fear, shock, or disgust. And paranormal is defined as denoting events or phenomena such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding, or that which cannot be explained by science or reason, and that seems to involve mysterious forces. Now, you can see there why sometimes I get a little bit confused myself. I'm going to be talking later on about my very defined opinion about what horror is, how it affects me, and what it appears as in movies. But horror and paranormal, to me, are totally different. But people seem to lump them together, which really, really frustrates me. So when I looked up the horror genre in movies characteristics, I found a website which I will link in the description box below. And it said, it's a genre that goes beyond superficial scares, aiming to invoke a visceral and psychological response from its readers or listeners or watchers. Often characterized by supernatural entities, macabre settings, and unsettling atmospheres. Horror stories push the boundaries of our imagination while examining the darker facets of human nature. Now, I kind of get that because people can actually be really horrible. I'm actually seeing it now. My eyes have been opened early 2024. I am seeing the darker side in people more than I ever have ever before, which is actually probably a good topic for another episode. Now, when I looked up what the elements of a supernatural horror genre were, like this is combining the two. Supernatural horror films are a film genre that combines aspects of supernatural film and horror film. Supernatural occurrences in such films often include ghosts and demons, and many supernatural horror films have elements of religion, which is always interesting. Common themes in this genre are the afterlife, the devil, and demonic possession. Not all supernatural horror movies focus on religion, but they have a more vivid or gruesome, violent content. So I know I'm going a bit off track here today, but when I wanted to do this episode, it seemed quite simple. I was just going to talk about the similarities and the differences between horror genres and the paranormal genres and why people get confused. But when I started looking into it, I'm like, wow, this is a little bit more complex than what I thought. Now, maybe I'm thinking about this too much. Maybe I'm making a fuss. You know, you just have to make up your own minds. But it has been sort of bugging me and dogging me for quite a while to talk about what I think is horror and then what I think is paranormal and why they sometimes get lumped together, which if you've been following my podcast, you'll know I talk about society brainwashing people and trying to affect their emotional output by creating more negative emotions, by influencing people. Now, when I started to write about the difference between horror and paranormal, I was still scrolling online. Like I just found that I opened this whole sort of section of understanding the difference between horror and paranormal genres. So on Wikipedia, which is where we all go to find our information, this just popped up and it really actually made sense to me. I'll put all these links in the description box and you'll find them in the transcript to where I found this information. Now, a man named Charles Derry was writing in Dark Dreams 2.0, contrasting supernatural horror and pseudo-scientific horror as two basic methods of explaining things away in horror stories. Derry wrote, "Into the supernatural group, one could fit all the monsters and the horrors that sometimes involved with religion and ritual." There's religion coming up again. I'm going to have to talk about that later on. Highlighting witchcraft, Egyptology, and reincarnation and zombies. I mean, seriously. But anyway, that's what he wrote. And another man on that same link in Wikipedia, Aaron Smuts, considers horror to be a genre with two main subtypes, supernatural horror and realistic horror. And that is where they have the different charms, is what he has written. Now, that got me thinking, is that I only really think about the supernatural horror when I see the movies, listen to the podcasts, read the books sometimes. And I never really thought about there being the two different subtypes of supernatural horror and the realistic horror. So I probably should have thought about this a little bit more before I started this episode. But sometimes you can see that it's really important to do something in life that you're really, really being pushed to do. And then as you do your research or you do your thinking or you do a bit of both, it all starts to unpack and you start to see different perspectives, which I'm always open to. My perspectives about the paranormal aren't the only ones out there, and I totally 100% get that. I'm here to share my perspective with you. So this is why I kept doing this episode. I could have scrapped it and I could have not talked about it. But I'm open to saying when I'm wrong or when I've got a slightly wrong perspective, if that can be such a thing. But when I think about the supernatural horror and the realistic horror, it kind of makes more sense. But most of the time, we are inundated with the supernatural horror. And quite often, that has been triggered from how we've been brought up. A lot of the time, it's around different types of religious perspectives, because quite often we spend time in our churches with our family groups, and we talk about our beliefs, belief systems. This is where I'm going with this. Religion comes under belief systems, okay? So this supernatural horror quite often triggers our belief systems. This is where I've been triggered with this today. Not in a religious sense, but in other ways. But I just thought it really important to get people thinking about this, you know, to get them to think about, is what they're watching actually a horror movie or is it a paranormal movie? Because I think about the paranormal, as you'll know, and I'm not going to go on about it, maybe a little bit, is that the paranormal world around us is not what you see in the movies. It is not what you read in the books. It is not what we have been taught through church or through any other type of religious institution. We've been brainwashed to think that the darkness is going to hurt us and harm us and all those things I always talk about. But they're actually great teachers, which is going to be another episode, which I'll do probably pretty soon. They teach us about ourselves. They teach us to understand ourselves. So I really get quite annoyed. I'm probably in the smaller end of the scale when it comes to the population, when it comes to thinking about the paranormal, but I'm still putting it out there. I'm still going to say it, is the paranormal is not horror. It is portrayed as horror to frighten people, to then create emotional imprints that then feed whatever's going on out there in the world that wants fear, paranoia, hatred, horror does for you. That's being triggered to create and feed some bigger pool of energy that's being created in the world. So anyway, let's get back to where I was. Let's look at movies. I'm just going to use movies as a point of reference. We all love movies. Now, I love paranormal movies, but I don't love paranormal horror movies. There is a totally different perspective. 90% of them are supernatural horror. They're not, let's understand the supernatural and gain some learning about why this spirit did a particular thing, why they haunted that family. But it's such a complex topic. But I am going to share, I did an interview with a man recently, and this is a really great example of what I call a paranormal supernatural movie. But it was put in the horror genre. When I looked up online, I've done a lot of online research recently about this. It's a movie called The Babadook, which was an Australian cult movie written and directed by Jennifer Kent back in 2014. Now, it's a great movie, like it is a real psychological thriller. But to me, it's very paranormally directed. Like, it's pointing towards the paranormal. There are some horror scenes in it, which is what I call horror because I don't cope very well with suffering. But they're suggestions of horror, which is enough. It's enough to trigger me. I don't actually have to see all the gore. I just have to have the suggestion. So it all comes back to perspectives and upbringings and your sensitivities and your vulnerabilities. So let's get back to this movie. Many online movie sites that I looked at put The Babadook into the horror genre first. And there was a few others such as psychological horror, thriller and suspense. And I only found one reference to it as a supernatural thriller. And that's where I would have put it. It was very strongly directed at the supernatural. Now, because I'm open, I'm just heard in my head, you need to think about this more. because I'm open to the paranormal. I'm seeing it. Yes, I'm seeing the visuals of the paranormal being, but I am understanding what attracted that paranormal being and why it was there in the lady's home. Now, there is another side to the Babadook where it's about grief and it's about not talking about your problems and it's about bottling up your emotions. And that can create mental health issues, which is a very realistic horror for a lot of people, if you want to look at it that way. But I'm not going to say any more on that. But if you're interested in the full discussion that I had about the Babadook, I was interviewed by Pete Locono from A Dingo Ate My Movie podcast back in the first week of September 2023. And if you want to hear our full, very open discussion on this Australian movie, you will find Peter's podcast, again, called A Dingo Ate My Movie, in all podcasting apps. And I will put a link in the description box for you. Now, I've probably bamboozled you all with my waffling on about horror and paranormal and how are they connected and what are the similarities and what are the differences. There's always more. Like, seriously. The paranormal in general and paranormal happenings can create the definition of horror in people's emotions and in their reactions too, like fear and panic and terror type emotions. And in the reactions of not sleeping well, which is the track I've been down a few times, when you have the nightmares about the movie and about the little boy standing at the end of your bed that just isn't there, but you're seeing him because you watched that movie before you went to bed. Oh my goodness. I have to stay away from supernatural horror movies. I just can't do it. Can't do the horror. And quite often, it's not necessary in movies, like I just said, to portray the paranormal that way. The paranormal, for a lot of people, is horrific enough as it is. Like, it really frightens and scares some people. I sit there with a good paranormal thriller or suspense thriller type movie, and I just unpack it. I want to know why certain things are happening, like in The Babadook. I wanted to understand why Amelia was behaving a certain way and what had attracted this paranormal being and why it was there. I wasn't just sitting there quaking in my boots. I went to bed and slept fine after watching that movie because I had an open perspective about, I'm not going to let it frighten me. I'm going to understand why this being was there. Now, the problem is, this is a problem I talk about a lot, is that mass consciousness on this planet, like I mentioned earlier, have been a little bit brainwashed over the centuries to just believe that everything that we don't understand in the paranormal world or the energy world around us is horrific and it's going to hurt you and so forth, which is not the case. And many people don't want to believe that the paranormal is anything other than horrific, than malevolent, than evil, than bad, and all those different types of descriptions. But still, I am on a mission until the day I die to educate people otherwise. And I have to say that I do love a challenge. And believe me, it's a big challenge. People don't always like my perspective. It really does challenge people. I think that everyone is going to have their own opinions about this topic, you know, and that's fine, as with any other topic. Now, this today ties in very nicely with paranormal drama that I discussed back in episode 59, where I looked at over-dramatized behaviors regarding the paranormal world around us, which would create horror in some people, mostly by people looking for attention by using various methods and strategies to get noticed. And most of this is online. Now, 50% of the time, a lot of what you see online and in movies and in books classified as paranormal really does step into the horror genre because that's where people want it. They just want the horror. They want the drama. They want to be frightened. Good luck to you. Go with that if you want to do it. You know, personally, unexplainable paranormal experiences that challenge rational or scientific explanation, that is paranormal. Generally, there's no horror attached to it. It is just, I can't sleep, I don't know why I'm arguing, why has my mental health changed, why won't the dog come in the house, why my kids all of a sudden don't want to leave their bedrooms, or There's all these little signs and symptoms, things, you know, knocking, scratching, all these sorts of things that can happen in the home that is paranormal. And there's actually no horror attached to that when you think about it in a rational way. So what do you think? Are the paranormal and the horror genres similar? Are they the same or are they different? Or you don't even really care as long as you enjoy the book or the movie. Now, I know I've gone on and on and on and on today, but I hope that creating this episode today has given you food for thought and gets you thinking about whether you like your supernatural horror or whether you prefer the sort of realistic horror movies that are out there, whether you don't like horror at all, which I don't. And occasionally there comes some movies like The Babadook, which I found to be very paranormally orientated. And there's another one called Mama, which my kids actually went out and bought for me because we watched it so many times. It is a story of a spirit who struggled because of the loss of her child. And yes, she gets a little bit angry, she gets a little bit upset. But that movie was more a supernatural thriller, which is the paranormal genre for me. And I found it totally fascinating and enjoyable. And there was, from memory, there was no gore, there was nothing that I would class as horror and suffering and anything that would make me feel unwell, because that's where my body goes. With the horror genre movies, I feel unwell in the mind, I feel unwell in the body. Paranormal doesn't do that to me. It triggers in me, I want to know more, I want to understand, I want to know why this is happening. I want to know why that lady is here and why can't she find her baby in the movie called Mama. Now, it is a little bit scary, as most paranormal movies are, but if you just take that away and study the movie, just put your horror in a different box, okay? So in episode 65, we are looking at a question that I get asked a lot. Carol from Ontario in Canada asks, why do spirits keep coming to me? This question appears a lot in my emails, through my comments on my social media, and there are some really openly definable reasons why spirits linger around people, and also some that are not so easily defined. Now, I have talked about spirits a lot in other episodes, but this is going to be more focused on why do they spirits keep coming to me? And I think you'll find it rather interesting. And I'll be sharing some of my stories about why spirits keep coming to me and why they were going to one of my clients all the time. So I look forward to seeing you in episode 65. So thank you for joining me today. And don't forget, if you want to share a paranormal experience just with myself, or you would like me to share one of your experiences through my podcast, you can do a voice recording. Or you can write out your experience and I will read it exactly as you have written. You can email me at spiritualbeing44@gmail.com. And for information on paranormal house clearing, you can visit my website, Spiritual Being. You will find the address in the description box. And I look forward to sharing this spooky space again with you next week. And remember, life is perfectly paranormal.